prayer. Yeah, so here I am living in a house of Krishna devotees. It's a house, rental building here for devotees of Krishna, which is nice. And why? Well, because devotees of Krishna, they are not greedy, they are not envious, they are the best friends of everyone. They share, they're honest, compassionate, you know, kind people who don't just think of themselves, but are servants of God, which includes all of God's parts and parcels, meaning, yes, just that, good friends of everyone. And when you live with such people in a building like this, or in, you know, a farm community or whatever, then you notice how important such personal qualities are, and why we should start here within ourselves, each and every one of us, trying to become devotees in that way. I mean, from the inside out, not from the outside in, by dressing in a certain way and belonging to a certain group or whatever. That's how the religionists do. And then I'm thinking about, and I'm looking at the Mahabharat now, I'm thinking also about the old societies on earth where they had this more communal living. Communalism, it's called, not communism, but meaning that societies grow from groups naturally of people who are together, you know, families, or relatives, friends, local communities like that, of people who kind of belong together for one reason or another and support each other and are friends, who don't think that I should have this much and you should have less, but, you know, we should all have what we need and we share and we help out each other. I just read a book about history of Africa, which describes exactly that these were the kinds of communities that people lived in, the social life in Africa, until feudalism came, much then instigated by the colonialists, the Europeans who came there and made good business. And we know what kind of business that was. Anyway, and in Mahabharat, we see there, it's a very nice production I'm looking at. Seriously made. I can sense how the Indian communities there, like in Hastinapur, we have the King Santanu there and all these intrigues going on. But it was more local. You know, kingdom then was maybe 300 kilometers in diameter or something. Like the Kuru kingdom, you can read about it in Indian history books. So, anyway, which is also a bit interesting, but the point is here that it's about us people. Mahabharata is about the people, the characters of persons, decisions made, wrong and right, and destiny involved there, and oh, it was God's will after all. And but where the ethics, as we call it, the morality, the goodness of people is at the center of it, the virtues and the vices, of course, and the wisdom that goes with all this society, and which is what makes it healthy or lacking that. So yeah, this is what we are talking about, dealing with here, but also living in. And that's why I decided you should, if you can, live with, together with other devotees, other Vaishnavas. It is nice. And you, I mean, I've been living in so-called normal rental buildings, suburbs of Stockholm. And you don't know your neighbors, and you have to lock your door. Here I don't have to lock my door. It's sometimes a little wacky and disorganized, but at the end of the day, we kind of trust each other, don't we? And if someone is not to be trusted, then go somewhere else, if you're a thief or whatever. So, yeah. And I think that should really be at the center of of this Vaishnava Sangha community, that we can trust each other and help and support each other in our service to God, which we then do the way we prefer. I mean, some together in projects and some on their own, but still liking each other.